throw balls far. You want good words? Data Languager.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Kalk with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP!
Good Thursday morning out there, Western Oklahoma. Welcome to The Skinny on Sports right here on 98.1 FM, The Sports Animal. Glad to have you along for the next hour. Is the sun a little brighter? The birds chirping a little louder? Did you sense that today, Jared? Is nature happy about the Oklahoma high school basketball playoffs tipping off tonight?
You know, I thought that when I walked in, it had that feeling of, here we go. The weather and the smell and the chirping. And like you said, it felt like this is playoff season.
It's going to snow?
Yeah, now it's going to snow on Sunday. Fortunately, Sunday, not Saturday, where it'd be a problem. But it's like a breath of fresh air. That's how I felt after the game on Tuesday. Like, all right, regular season done. New season begins.
Regular season is over.
I'm excited.
We have some action tonight.
I completely overlooked that the Leedy district was split up the opening games.
Girls and boys.
Girls and then boys. I just thought they were both on Friday, then Saturday.
No. Leedy girls play tonight. It's actually that, most of that whole area.
Thursday, then girls and boys.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. Just looking at the Class B girls area one. It's the way a lot of this is. But for our broadcasting purposes, Leedy girls tonight. Note the game change. The game time changes.
Yeah.
We get so used to 6:30 and 8 in the regular season. That is not the case anymore. Girls games start at 6. Boys games start at 7:30. But because there's no boys games, there's two games up there in that Leedy district. Sharon Mutual Winoka is at 6, and then Leedy and Allen Cleo follow at 7:30. So around 7:30, the high school basketball playoffs tip off on ParagonTV.com, Leedy and Allen Cleo. So it is here, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to make our Tucker Family Beef 8 for State picks. The last segment will be Class B. The middle segment will be Class A, but as far as you guys go, get your picks in today.
What time? What time's the deadline?
You've got to get it in before the games start.
Just before the
games start. So let's say it's 6 o'clock.
You know, every text is time stamped, so if you send it in at...
And I'm gonna tell you, if you get it in at 7:04 or 6:04, you're going to be in the contest.
Okay.
It's like
7:04. Wait a minute.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, come on. There's not a game played tonight that's going to affect who makes the state tournament. Can we be honest about this?
Come on, there's a Cinderella out there.
Can we be honest about this?
I'm going to find a Cinderella.
There's not a game played tonight that's going to affect. But we need to get those in today. So get your picks in. Tucker Family Beef, 8 for State. You can text us right now, 225-9698. You can text me. You can text Jared. You can put it on the Facebook page. I know Monty even linked the brackets for you, and we both shared that post. Just wherever, fire it in. I've gotten some on my messenger through Facebook. I've had a couple of those
on the Skinny on Sports messenger too. We might need to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I kind of go back. That's where I've got them.
Oh, is that the one? Okay.
Yeah. So I've gotten them there. Wherever, just get them into us. You'll have a chance at the prize pack.
We might need to check the mailbox. Who knows?
Yeah, if somebody mailed in their picks, you can be in. Because we know that you made those picks before the game started. Make sense?
Yeah.
So get those picks in, and we'll make ours today on the show. Also, NBA trade deadline. Do the Thunder do anything? Do they do anything?
Wait, that's today.
It is. 2 o'clock.
See, my mind's been wrapped around this.
2 o'clock today.
And the waste management, which might not be played
today. They got a ton of rain.
Yeah.
What's going on, West Coast?
Darn it.
The best golf of the season. We're not getting to see much of it. So trade deadline, I'll say, where's Dakota? He would play this game when there wasn't such a thing. He would send them in just because.
The picks?
Yeah, his picks for state. He would do this. He kind of created this contest, really, in a lot of ways.
Where are you at, Dakota? Don't
working on it.
Okay.
He said, put me down for whatever Coach Hamm put down. Speaking of.
Nothing from the defending champ?
He texted me this morning. What time do I have to get those picks in? You know, he's been slaving over not only the girls' basketball team, but also trying to put together a seventh grade boys' baseball schedule. So he's had a lot on his plate.
He's Charlie off of Always Sunny with all the
I almost sent that.
Like, that's what he's
doing. I almost sent that to our fantasy football, the one you used to be in, fantasy football group message about Dakota. Or like a Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, yeah. One of those about him trying to figure out his eight for
state. How I feel about getting all these broadcast rigs ready for before we start. I still got to make a commercial tonight.
Yeah, bad luck.
What?
You too. I'm kidding. I wish we had a camera in here.
You know what?
That
I closed my
funny.
Mouth to let that word
that
not
was
come
so
through.
Funny. That's kind of the inside joke. Ooh. That got out. Super Bowl. We'll talk a little Super Bowl with the first two. What happens when the Niners have the ball coming up on Sunday? 225-9698 is the phone or the text line. Text us your 8 for state. Tucker Family Beef 8 for state picks right now. 225-9698. If you're going to be outside the listening area, stay in touch on a couple of ways. The app is the best way. Paragon Communications app. It's free. It's got radio. It's got the Penny News. You can go pick up a free copy of the Penny News right now. Gabe went and got it yesterday. It's here. Boom. Go find it. Check out the deals in this week's Penny News. And, of course, Big Elk and Paragon TV. High school basketball playoff action starting tonight with Leedy, going all the way through the weekend. We've still got Merritt and Elk City finishing up some regular season games in the next few, you know, Friday and then start of next week. It's basketball time. It is perfect time to download that app. That way you can watch. I mean, we see it every year, right? No matter what location you're in. We're broadcasting the game that's on the floor, and you look around, and you inevitably see somebody on their phone checking games. That happens all the time. Every single game you broadcast, there's somebody, because everyone wants to know how everybody's doing.
You know, exactly that. And I've noticed, this is the first year I've noticed, it during football season when we're doing our games. Of course, press box of football, the fans, we're behind all the fans.
Yes.
And newsflash fans, I'm creeping and peeking over your shoulders and looking at what you're looking at on your phone. And know what they're looking at? They're looking at our broadcast.
Yeah, sometimes
they
look at the replay.
At our broadcast. And I've noticed at my games anyways, I'm doing my post game and I'm looking around and I'm seeing parents sitting there. They're listening and they're watching. They're listening for the stats and probably that coveted player of the game.
I can promise you. And then you get the stink eye if you pick the wrong one.
I had a dad on senior night.
Grandma, not pleased.
I had a dad on senior night. They're about to walk out to do, you know, they're be introduced. I won't say who it was or what kid. But
I'll fire it off.
He goes, hey, pointed at his daughter, this is your player of the game tonight. Right here. And I started laughing. And then Tuesday night I told her, that is the first time a dad has ever tried to get his daughter to be a player. She goes, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I said, tell him next time, slip me a 20, and it's
right.
A guaranteed win for you.
It's an easy way to win that deal. What's funny is they try to make it in a joking.
Oh, they're serious.
But they're serious about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it happens.
But no, I've noticed people watching in stands. Yeah.
No doubt. All right, so let's talk a little Super Bowl. We talked about yesterday when the Chiefs had the ball. How does that look? Now let's talk about when the Niners have the ball. This is the, to me, this is the game.
This matchup
is the most important matchup of this game.
I agree with that.
And we would, like I said, we probably wouldn't have thought that at the first of the year with what the Niners defense was supposed to be, what we all so used to the Chiefs offense being. But I think this is your game. Who do you think is the best unit in this game?
Wow, you know,
it's got to be one of these two, right?
Yeah, that's the argument. Is it the offense, the 49er offense, or the Kansas City defense? I'm over, and I'll lean on this. Defense wins championships. I was overly impressed with Kansas City's defense against Baltimore, and I know the fumble thing and all that, but it was a bend don't break, and then sometimes a little luck is all you need to keep your team. So I will say by a slight edge, Kansas City's defense.
See, and I'll say the offensive, this is going to be obvious who we're picking, each of us. I'll say the Niners offense is the best,
okay,
the best group here. Does Brock Purdy have more pressure on him in this game than any other player?
I think conventional wisdom would say yes, but I would say no.
Who's got more pressure than Brock Purdy?
Maybe Kelsey, because his girlfriend's watching him. I'm searching. I'm sure. The reason I don't say Brock because he's already Mr. Irrelevant. I've said this before about him. And I think he kind of rides that all since he's become this QB1 in San Francisco. Like, if I screw up, everyone says, well, that's okay. You were the last pick in the draft. And if he does good, like, wow, look at that. He did good.
Yeah, I don't get that sense anymore. Maybe that was true last year. I don't think so now. I mean, it seems he's for sure the most polarizing player in this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have people that just flat out won't give him any credit because I think a lot of it is where he was picked.
I held out as long as possible to give him credit. But now I'm on the side of he is a good quarterback.
I gave the stats yesterday. He's top five in every single major statistical category this season as quarterback. Led in rating, led in QBR, third in touchdowns, fourth in pass completion percentage, fifth in yards. I mean, he had a fantastic year. And think about how quickly he was eliminated from the MVP discussion versus every other player that was in the running when he just had one kind of subpar game.
Yeah.
And that, I think a lot of that goes back to where he's drafted. So here, to me, that's why he has the most pressure, is because a win, that goes away. Who cares? He won the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter where he's picked, right? And especially if he has a really good game doing it. Now, if it's – he makes some mistakes, but, you know, his teammates bail him out, that might not go away. But if he plays – I mean, if he just plays like he has in the playoffs, which has been pretty kind of scruffy, but makes the plays at the end, I think all that goes away for him. Nobody – now it turns into a, oh, look how awesome is this. You can find a Super Bowl-winning quarterback with the last pick in the draft instead of kind of being a negative toward him, as it seems to be to me, at least right now.
So what I'm hearing, he doesn't have pressure because of that phantom talk of if he doesn't win, they'll move on from him.
I think that's there,
you
too.
You think that's there, too?
Absolutely, I do.
Do you think it's a real thing?
No.
It doesn't seem fair, but
a lot is fair?
Yeah, a lot of the NFL and people getting cut and quit. You know, nowadays, quarterbacks are quick to be trashed. Just look at Justin Fields, allegedly. He got in the Super Bowl, but now that doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem like a San Francisco way of doing things.
Yeah, and you really kind of wonder what could have been. Like, what is the conversation we're having right now about Brock Purdy if he wasn't hurt on the first drive of the NFC title game a year ago?
Yeah.
Does he put them in a position to win that? Even if they don't win it, if he plays really well in that – With the juggernaut that the Eagles were a year ago, is he receiving more respect than he's getting right now? So I think it's him, and I don't really think it's all that close. You know, I think the only guy you could put into even sort of his category is Mahomes, just because we're talking about building a GOAT resume. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But things, man, as much as I wonder, we can talk about this tomorrow. Let's stay with the Niners.
Okay.
Can the Chiefs stop the running game of San Francisco?
I don't think anyone can stop it. I think they can slow it down.
I mean, think back to so far in the playoffs.
Who has been able to stop McCaffrey?
Oh, not really anybody.
That's what I mean. I mean, I don't think they can stop him. I think they can slow him down. They make him try to get the edge as opposed to, he's had so much success in the middle. Spread him out and try to – so that's the key. Maybe it's something – and here I go again. I'm so old school. Watch the line play. If they can gum up the middle, there's your chance to slow him down. But if he gets the edge, look out.
So when you look at the statistics for this game, there's two seeming advantages, one for each side. The Niners rushed it for 141 yards a game, which is third in the league. And the Chiefs gave up 105, which was 19th. That's an you know, that's an obvious advantage there. Now, on the other side, the Niners were 14th in giving up, 214 through the air, and the Chiefs were 4th at 176. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm sorry. Strike that. I would just look at offense. It's still the case for what it's still the case. It's just different numbers. The Niners were 141. The Chiefs gave up 113, which was tied 17th in the league. So it's even worse on the Kansas City side when I look at their rushing defense instead of rushing offense. Then they threw it for 246. The Niners gave up 214. So that's 6th versus 14th. So you know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. I just think back, golly, you think back to the first half of that Bills game, and the Bills were just running it right down Kansas City's throat. And to me, that was the difference, even into the third quarter. And to me, that was the difference. Spagnuolo finally said, enough is enough. We're not letting this happen. And then there was that stat about the over-under for James Cook, where he was, what, 7 yards over his total or 8 yards over his total? Or 7.5 yards over his total. He rushed for minus 8 yards in the fourth quarter and lost.
Yeah.
Not only that bet, but then obviously the game. I think this is where the game is won or lost. Because as much as I'm a Purdy believer, I think for him to maximize what he can do and what he does, it has to feed off of run game. I don't know if the Chiefs just flat out decide they are stopping, unless they sell out to a point where it creates some one-on-one matchups, you know, that he takes advantage of, you know, on just a couple of throws. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's the one thing where, if you want to call him a game manager or what have you, that's where he's really complimented in that way by the run game. And so if the Chiefs can make them one-dimensional and make it rest on the right arm of Brock Purdy, I don't know if he can beat them.
Yeah. I can't dispute anything there. Yeah.
Now the Chiefs secondary is young, but they've been pretty good.
No, they've taken this – They're way better than what I thought they'd be.
This quick,
In the playoffs, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, they were kind of whatever in the regular season, but they've really turned on this playoffs.
So you do not think that Purdy could beat him if it gets into a pass for pass?
No. I think I made that clear yesterday when. If it's turned into where you're putting it in the hands of the quarterbacks, I mean, clearly you're going to go Mahomes, right?
You would think so, but
I know those season stats. But at the same time, Purdy, but
okay, but what's been the knock against Kansas City's offense and kind of even the knock against Purdy? It's been the guys around him.
Yeah.
So even the little engine that could. He's got weapons. I mean, to me, you like McCaffrey as kind of that guy. I like Debo as that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It just seems like that's a he's something that is really hard to defend because he's so big and he's so fast. And he's just a weapon, man. He's just a different type of weapon than you see on a lot of people's teams. I think this is but you do you agree the game is won on this with these two units
yes,
out there?
100%. Yeah.
So you're completely opposite of me then. I think you think that San Francisco has to win more of a lower scoring game. And if it gets into a shootout, Kansas City has the best chance to win.
That's how I feel.
Even though San Francisco had a higher scoring offense by almost a touchdown throughout the regular season.
Yeah, it's how I feel. If San Francisco's able to score, air quoting, at will, or you know, consistently against this Kansas City defense, and you're asking Mahomes to answer that call, he answers the call.
You think he can? You
know, I think he can. And then, so if the defense is, if San Francisco figures out Kansas City's defense and starts scoring points, I think Kansas City and Mahomes will, okay, if a shootout's what's going to be, then that's what's going to be. That's why I'm kind of leaning that way, where I think it's going to be high scoring by NFL standards in a Super Bowl. I would say something, you know, we'll give our final, and I'll sleep on it tonight, and I'll even give you an MVP. But I think, you know, the winning team will be in the 30s.
I think
with
that's
the losing team right on their heels in the see, upper I think 20s, you're, something
I'm,
like that.
I'm like you, and it feels like everyone else thinks this is going to be Chiefs win a low scoring.
Yeah.
Like Chiefs and under seems like well, the
– it seems like recently they're just thinking about how they've won at Baltimore, and maybe they're thinking the same thing. But I have a different feeling.
It's funny because it's used as a positive that Mahomes can control the game, and they scored 17 first half points, and they didn't need to score anymore. They just put it on the defense. You know, just everything that you could try to even pick apart about Kansas City, there's just the narrative out there that, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Whereas San Francisco has been favored in every game all season long. They've been what most people thought was the – I mean, it's so funny how the narrative on these two teams has flipped a complete 180. Because in the regular season, you could not even pretend to criticize San Francisco because they've got the best roster, they got the best team. You know, that's just, oh, it was a regular season game at Cleveland. It was raining. Brock Purdy got him into range. Moody missed the field goal. I mean, come on. It's the Niners. And now it feels like you go 2 months later or what have you into the playoffs – And those same questions about the Chiefs that everyone asks all year long, now if you ask them again, it's like, oh, well, what are you talking about? It's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It's the playoffs. You can't ask that. Watch them. And they have. Listen, they've won the games. They went to Buffalo and won, went to Baltimore and won. That's incredibly impressive wins. But, I mean, I'm not throwing away the entirety of the year because Patrick Mahomes beat two quarterbacks that, let's be honest, have huge playoff question marks. Can we say that about Purdy? Can we say that Brock Purdy is a more accomplished playoff quarterback already? Well, he is than Lamar.
Yeah.
Is he already more accomplished than Josh Allen in the playoffs? Maybe not quite there yet, even though Josh Allen hasn't really won. It hasn't been his fault they haven't won. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been great in the playoffs. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
– I mean, it's obvious.
Adds a lot of intrigue to this game.
It's obvious where we're both leaning on the picks for tomorrow.
That's fun, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go all in. Have you seen the statistical thing? I just saw it last night.
No.
It's Super Bowl 58.
Right. Okay.
5 + 8 is what?
13.
Okay. It's the San Francisco 49ers. 4 + 9. 4 + 9 is what?
13.
Okay. There's 11 guys on the field for each team. 11 + 2 is what?
13.
You know who's number 13?
Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
Well, it all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, weirdo. Only you with the numbers.
I saw it on Facebook. I saw it on Twitter last night.
I went home and I pulled out the old betting board thing. What was it called? Squares.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just trying to, okay, honey, how much money are you going to win me?
Breaking news.
I think she has an 8 and 5.
Breaking news.
What's up?
That's what I've got.
Maybe
9 and 4. I've got 8 and 5.
I can't remember which one she had.
Which, once again, what's 8 and 5 equal?
Oh, wow.
13. I am driving the Brock Purdy bandwagon.
Wow.
See if it works. Breaking news in the NBA.
What do we got?
Former Sooner, Buddy Hield.
Being moved again?
Has been traded to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, wow.
for Marcus Morris, Furkan Korkmaz, and 3 second-round picks. That's courtesy of Woj.
Interesting.
Let's talk about Thunder right quick. Anything happen in Thunderland today?
No. Nothing major. I would say small percentage that something happens. But I will say that it's always going to be on there's a possibility because of all the picks that he owns, that Sam has, that the Thunder owns. So what they can't sit on him.
Yeah, I heard, I think it may have been Brian Windhorst, somebody on talking about the lack of moves that's expected. There's 11 franchises that own 75% of the next 3 drafts in the NBA. And obviously, the Thunder are one of those 11. But what the point was, a lot of these contenders that would like to make a move, they got nothing to trade, or nothing they want to trade. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already given their picks away. Oh, guess whose favorite number is 13, Jared? Courtesy of the text line. Taylor Swift. Is this the thing that she's done? The charade of Kelce, and then as soon as Brock Purdy wins, she switches sides? Is she going to come like wrestling heel right here in front of the entire nation? Like,
that'd be cool.
As he throws the game-winning touchdown, a la Montana to Taylor, and she rips off her Kelce jersey to reveal a Brock Purdy jersey.
And in the distance, you hear JR, "Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's Brock Purdy's music." And it's like one of Taylor's songs.
Yeah. We're never getting back together.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Random yeah. Taylor Swift fact. Did you know that Toby Keith discovered her?
Yeah, I didn't until Toby passed away. I just found that out.
That guy did everything.
Here's something that I actually discussed in my vehicle today, because I was telling Wyatt those numbers because he's Mr. Chief, because they're good when he's young.
Of course.
Bandwagon. Speaking of bandwagon.
Has he jumped off the Golden State bandwagon?
He's trying to.
Was he ever on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess now's the time to jump on the Thunder bandwagon.
Everything he owns is Under Armour SC for Steph. But I was telling him these numbers just to kind of gigging him a little bit, and he goes, "Well, yeah, okay. Well, I saw something, too. It's a leap year, and we elect a president on a leap year. And the last time that the Chiefs and the Niners played on a leap year, Joe Biden, and he kind of stopped. The Chiefs won, and Joe Biden was elected the president." And I was like, uh-oh. Are you thinking about rooting for San Francisco now? Maybe. I also told Sean that even he... His Chiefs fandom knows no bounds. He will take another 4 years of Biden if the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. It's interesting.
He'll get a booster shot in the name of of Kelce.
That's right. That may be this. Like, let's say the Chiefs are down 7 going into the fourth quarter. We need a camera in Wilson's house and see if he boosters up to kind of change the momentum of the game. We'll be back.
Tuesday, February 13th is the school investment election. The plan provides local students and the Canute community with a renovated gymnasium, including new flooring, new stands, new scoreboard, updated restrooms, accessibility improvements, and more. The plan also includes upgrades to the school's science lab to promote more hands-on learning and experiments. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Please take time to vote on this important election, because your voice and your vote matter.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
Skinny on Sports.
There's no crying in baseball.
Welcome back. Skinny on Sports, 98.1 FM, the sports animal, hanging out here on a Thursday. High school basketball playoffs starting. Don't forget, get your Tucker family beef, 8 for state picks in. We've had a few roll in on the text line, 225-9698. Contest is easy. Pick your 8 teams, Class A and B, boys and girls, state tournament appearances. And that's what we're about to do. So we'll kind of give you – I kind of hate doing this, because then if – like
– people who don't –
you feel like you might influence a little bit.
Well, I mean, come on. People listen to the Fat Jack, and that influences their gambling, right? Their bets, right? Who's the guy who calls in to Mark every Thursday?
Todd Furman.
Furman, same thing. I mean, what's wrong with that?
He influenced a couple of my picks during the Western Oklahoma Realty College Pick'em this season.
There you go, yeah.
Guess what? Don't listen to him. At least the ones I did. It didn't work.
I agreed
with his thinking.
No, yeah.
Have you heard this term? I don't even know how to say this. The Kelfties?
No, it sounds like a dirty word. No.
Yeah, no. Can I say that on the air? It's like the Swift and Kelsey mismatch.
I was wondering what that was going to be. The Kelfties?
The Kelfties. I like it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I've told Sean this more than once, that if Kansas City wins, Kelsey's going to bring Taylor Swift up on the dais, you know, with the Lombardi in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to say anything about, thank you, Kansas City. You know what he's going to say?
Go vote.
Vote for Biden. Or maybe Michelle Obama. Is this when her candidacy kicks off?
His head might explode.
Yeah, but root for Kansas City. All right, Jared.
Burn. Love it.
Let's pick our Tucker Family Beef 8 for state. We'll start in Class A, and the reason why we'll start in Class A, because alphabetically, A comes before B. And the reason why we'll start with boys and not girls, we won't. We'll start with girls and not boys, because we're gentlemen on this show, Jared.
Girls play
girls
first.
Girls play
anyway.
First. Yeah. Girls
you
go
open
first.
Open the door for the girls. Girls always, yes.
All right,
ladies
so.
First.
Class A girls, your Tucker Family Beef 8 for state looks like what?
Okay, I'll go with areas 1 through. Is this one we can read on air?
No. It's just, man, Dakota is on a roll.
He is on a roll. That's a
Dakota
good
one. Is rolling.
He's sending pictures of his jokes. That's funny. Okay, area 1. Ceiling? Come on.
Okay.
Come on. And then it gets murky. I had it down between Oklahoma Bible and Garber. Went with Oklahoma Bible. Out of that area. Area 2. This one.
Uh-oh. This is the chance to be a homer.
I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't on this one. If I don't pick Canute,
you
get then I'm in
mama's
trouble.
Mad at you.
Yeah, and I'm ripped. But if I do, then it's because I'm picking with my heart and not and
would
not
you
my
rather
head.
Get ridiculed by me or somebody's mom at the games?
Oh, that's an easy answer.
Probably just
there.
Me, right?
That's an easy answer. But I will say this. I picked Surreal. They're going to get back there. I ranked 4th in Class A. And I did have it coming down to Surreal and Allen in that championship game with Surreal winning. I had Canute falling to Allen in the regional final. Canute fighting back, playing Allen to get in through the back door. So not only did I pick with my head, I also picked with my heart. I'm going with Canute. I think they get it done. They're just well coached. They have ways of figuring out how to beat some teams and putting losses behind them. Believe me, it was tough, but I'll lean Canute on that one. So far, Ceiling, Oklahoma Bible, Surreal, Canute. Area 3, I went with Caddo at number 2, second-ranked number 2, Caddo. And Wright City at 6. It was down between Tushka and Wright City. Went with Wright City on that one. And the final area 4, Quinton, third-ranked Quinton, and 8th-ranked Red Oak. So I kind of almost went by, almost did.
Ours are fairly similar.
You get in that area 4 and that.
There was a couple. Area 4.
You kind of have to start doing your homework on them.
4 and 2 were the hardest ones for me to decide. I meant 4 and 3 and 4.
Areas 3 and 4.
Yeah, but the Canute area, I wish there was a couple of those teams in a different one. I would love to have picked a couple of those other teams in a different area. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some good teams there. They're going to kind of have to knock each other off. I went Ceiling Oklahoma Bible as well. We saw Oklahoma Bible play Coach Kayot that was here years ago on the Elk City football staff. His daughter is a great player. Hopefully she has more help. You know, last year, I can't remember who beat them when we were watching, but it's like she kind of ran out of gas. She was a younger player. She's got a year older, probably a year stronger, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
I like her and Ceiling. I went with Allen and Surreal. Canute. Canute's a good team. I think Timmy's team is pretty good at Navajo, a young one coming on.
I have them in that, what do you call it?
In the, I think Canute will play.
Because Navajo's going to have to go through Surreal.
Mm-hmm.
Projected go through
Surreal. I think you're going to see Canute play Navajo on Friday.
Exactly. That's where, yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see Canute play Cheyenne on Thursday of area.
Cheyenne's a team.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some teams there that I really like, but I picked those top two, not really knowing, just looking at who Allen has played and beaten. They've got a pretty strong schedule. The Area 3, this is where I went off the beaten path just a little bit. I did pick Caddo, but my other team is going to be Empire. Empire head coach J.C. Powers, who was J.C. Heron, and she played for the Elkettes back in the, I think she graduated in 2000. You know, they were a team that got pretty close. Like, I think maybe even Canute beat them in the area tournament last year.
Yeah.
So give me Caddo and Empire, and then I did the same as you. There was a couple of teams that I wanted to pick. Actually, I had Red Oak written down first and almost didn't put Quinton in there, but, man, Quinton at number three, it seems like their schedule is pretty – they I always look at who you beat, not necessarily who you played. So I got Red Oak and Quinton there as well. So we got two different. You had Canute. I had Allen. You had who did you have besides Caddo?
Sorry. In that area?
Yeah.
Wright City,
and then I had Empire. All right, Class A boys. This was the easiest one for me.
Was it?
Yep.
Not me. I went with Area 1. I went with Okarchee.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little bit of a upset. I had Okarchee beating Sealing. In the area final, I had Pond Creek Hunter coming through, taking on Sealing in that, what do we call that, Constellation area final.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Pond Creek Hunter getting by Sealing.
Okay.
So Okarchee and Pond Creek Hunter. I got Sentinel out of area two, joined by Drummond. But keep an eye on Southwest Covenant, but I'll go with Sentinel and Drummond. Rattan and Caddo out of area three. In area four, number one, OK, and number six, Stonewall. So it was a little easier on those. But maybe the slight upset for me was Pond Creek Hunter beating Sealing.
Once I settled on Sealing Okarchee, it was easy from there. There was a bunch of teams. Texoma, the Academy,
yeah, that
Pond
one,
Creek Hunter.
You brought that to my attention this morning and almost.
There's some teams there that I would have liked. Like, wish they weren't all in the same area, kind of like the Canute area on the girls' side. But I ended up with Sealing and Okarchee. They've had some pretty good wins. Area 2, I've got Sentinel. I went with Allen instead of Drummond. Rattan, Caddo, OK, Stonewall. From there. We've seen Caddo and OK the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were young team. I mean, they're kind of building into maybe this year is the year, even though they played it for the title a year ago. You know, they've got a bunch of those guys who are coming back. Caddo, I think, has struggled just because of the ridiculous schedule they played. As the defending Class A champs, you know, they challenged themselves. Then, you know, they picked up, what, four or five losses quickly. But since they've kind of gotten into the normal part of their schedule where they're playing the teams that they're going to be playing against from now on, they seem to kind of right the ship. So, that's... I would not be surprised at the when all the smoke is cleared, even at the state tournament, if we don't get a rematch from a year ago with OK and Caddo.
Caddo and OK, you talk about challenging schedules. They went to that tournament of champions.
Yeah, yeah, they were at the TOC.
Did not win a game.
Yeah, they were at the TOC.
Made you think number one, huh? Well, they've been fine since.
Caddo was at the at Mustang, I think.
That
in that safe? Mustang Holiday Classic. So, that's stepping up in big-time competition.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what we've got for Class A. Get your picks in. Still have time.
Yeah, they're coming family, in. I like it.
Tucker
like
Family it. Beef, Aper State. Pick them. Yep. Get them picked.
Doing good. Awesome.
Great prize pack. We'll tell you what that is. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show on a Thursday, picking Class B. Boys and girls. Skinny on Sports right here on The Sports Animal. We're always on the lookout for a healthy, homegrown, satisfying snack that we can eat on the go. Tucker Family Beef has just that snack with made in Oklahoma Tucker Family Beef Sticks, now available in two flavors, regular or jalapeno and cheese. Tucker Family Beef still specializes raising prime beef that you can purchase in bulk with halves or wholes that come from all natural, no hormone added, high quality cattle. Check out their entire selection at TuckerFamilyBeef.com. Since 1917 at Tucker Family Beef, it's what they don't do that makes it great.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
The Skinny on Sports.
Whoa. Welcome back.
Yeah, we got a show to do.
Oh, goodness. Welcome back. Skinny on Sports, 98.1 FM, The Sports Animal. Oh, yeah, the Tucker Family Beef 8 for States are rolling in. Get your picks in. 225-9698. Text us your picks. 225-9698. Yeah, we got a bunch of them in here during the show. All right, we went through Class A. Let's go through Class B.
Well, the first one's going to be fun.
Class B. Girls, Area 1 might have been the hardest one for me to pick.
100%. Mine too. Because you have the teams of, like, you know, Frontier and Arnett and, of course, Leedy and La Mega. This is a stacked girls area. And all those I mentioned, I wouldn't be shocked if they got in there. Even Boys City's coming in ranked. And they're a team that kind of flies under the radar and still might navigate their way in. So in the area tournament, over in Enid, I have getting in there is Arnett and Leedy and Frontier and La Mega. I'm really building up the dramatics on this one, but I have Frontier and La Mega in the area final, with La Mega winning and getting in. So that means they have to take on who? Frontier has to beat who to get into the tournament. I have Arnett and Leedy playing on that Friday night. Arnett and Leedy girls playing on that Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, excuse me. And we do know that Leedy finally got the best of Arnett.
They did.
Last Saturday. I don't think it happens this time. I think Arnett gets them again. Arnett and Frontier to get in the state tournament. Give me the Wildcats. Arnett in the state tournament. Area 2, Dover number 1. Easy pick there. Had it down between Pittsburgh and Kiowa, and I know there's a reason I put Kiowa in. I went and started comparing brackets and stuff, or schedules. I went with Kiowa over Pittsburgh.
What, did you cheat off my paper?
Really? Great minds think alike. Area 3,
We're
I
gonna
got
have the exact same eight. There's no
Area
doubt.
3, Hammond's getting in. Geronimo. You got Geronimo too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Area 4, Mountain View, Godibo, ranked 3rd. And now this is an area. You got number 3, Mountain View, Godibo, number 5, La Kiva Sickles. I got them both in there.
I have the same.
All the same?
Exactly.
You had La Mega and Arnett, really?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I picked Arnett because of last year.
They were so close.
They had beaten Leedy all those times. And then Leedy got them in the area consolation final. Maybe that happened a couple weeks earlier.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But just the motivation from what happened last year. I've got La Mega Arnett. I've also got Dover and Kiowa, Hammond Geronimo, Mountain View Godibo, and La Kiva. That area one, though, that is a fascinating area.
Isn't it? That area tournament.
It's hard, really, really, really hard not to pick La Mega. But... Now, this is going to be an Enid instead of Woodward, but remember, a few years back, La Mega came rolling in like they are now and didn't make it out of there, which is the only time they haven't made the state tournament, and I'd have to look up. I was at the game. But anyhow, yeah, we've got the exact same girls. Boys, there's no chance in Hades we have the same in the boys, because I'm telling you right now, I may have a couple that nobody's got.
All right, well, Area 1. I put Frontier Boys in there, ranked 4th, and I got the Leedy Boys going in. I ranked 5th. I do have Frontier beating Leedy, though, in that area final. Area 2, Calumet, easy pick there. And it was down between Braggs and Kenta. Braggs ranked 9th, Kenta ranked 6th. I leaned with the ranking there on Kenta. going in. So Calumet and Kenta.
Whoa, whoa, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news.
What do you got? What do you got?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
We need a... Dun, 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 dun. No, that's the draft. What do we got?
The Oklahoma City Thunder are finalizing a trade to send Trey Mann and Davis Bertans to the Charlotte Hornets for Gordon Hayward. On the surface, that seems like a fleecing. An absolute fleecing by Sam Presti.
He has a knack for doing that.
Anyhow. See, that's a Woj bomb. I hope it's not. It's not the fake Woj bomb. So Gordon Hayward headed to Oklahoma City for Trey Mann and Davis Bertans. They were talking today. The Hornets weren't going to let loose. Now there might be a pick in there, but they weren't going to let loose of Hayward for anything but a first rounder. And if Oklahoma City is able to make that deal for Bertans and Mann, holy cow! All right, get back.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So to recap. Frontier Leedy, Calumet Kenta, Area 3. I will put, here we go. I got Fort Cobb and Wilson in the area final with Wilson upsetting Fort Cobb. I think we both agree this isn't a knock on Fort Cobb, but they just haven't been as dominant as they've been in the past. I think Wilson figures that out. And if you go back and look at Wilson's schedule, that helped me on that
one. Yeah, no, I hated not to put him in there. Go ahead.
Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do get Fort Cobb going in. Through the back door. And area 4, number 2, Duke, and number 8, Earlsboro.
Who was
Earlsboro had to go through Varnum.
Varnum is a bunch of people pick Varnum.
That was a tough one for me, but I went with Earlsboro. And I think they've played before.
Twice.
Yeah.
I think Earlsboro has beat them twice.
Yeah, that's why I kind of went that direction.
I'm looking at it. Okay, so yeah, I've got Leedy in there as well. I have Wesleyan Christian. Simply because I looked at their schedule.
And that...
I wasn't overly impressed with Frontier's schedule. Yeah, they played some teams. They hadn't beat anybody.
Yeah, that isn't... In high school, you can do that, I think. You can get away with looking at schedules and even comparing schedules.
I want to see somebody beat somebody good. Or play them. You know, a lot of times you see a team that's like 20-4, and their 4 losses are against good teams. They lost every one of them by double digits. You're like, okay, so who are they beating? Great, you played somebody. And you weren't competitive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I went with Wesleyan Christian. Calumet and Braggs in the other one. That came down to who was Braggs or Kenta?
Stand by. Kenta.
Yeah, I hated not to pick Kenta. They just seem like they get there. Here's the one that there's no chance. I don't think anybody had Wesleyan Christian. I know nobody has yet. And nobody's going to have this other team that I've got with Fort Cobb either. And this may be a little bit too local of a pick. I've got Granite.
They would play in the regional final.
I've got Fort Cobb and Granite. I'm enamored with the fact that Granite played Duke so close. They lost by like 12 in a tournament final. The week before that, they played them to 2.
You know what I'm going to do?
So I've got Granite.
Just to go against you. I'm not changing a pick. I'm still sticking with Wilson and Fort Cobb, but I kind of mapped this out like how I think. Do we call it an upset if the Hammond boys beat Granite?
Oh, no. I didn't realize they played.
They would if they both went, and they should.
They would play regionals? Oh, I hate that.
We could see a Hammond-Fort Cobb.
I hate that. Gah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, look at that Area 3.
No. I don't want
to. Look at that Area 3 bracket A in the boys.
I wanted to pick him about a month ago. When they beat Texoma, I had decided in my mind I was going to pick Hammond for the state tournament and the boys. And then they kind of went down a little bit. So I've went away from them, and I didn't even pay attention to who they're going to play.
I'll say this without hard studying Granite's schedule, but I got a feeling Hammond boys have been more battle-tested. They've played Ceiling. They've played Canute. You know the schedule they play. And they've been in some good tournaments that have allowed them to play that really good schedule. And they've taken Sentinel down to the wire. They beat Texoma. They play really good defense. They hustle. So that area, or that regional, bracket A regional in Area 3, Hammond, Granite, Fort Cobb, and somebody else, it doesn't matter to me. But those three right there, It would not shock me to see Hammond beat Granite and take on Fort Cobb for a chance to get into the area final.
Okay, I'm going to stay with Granite and Fort Cobb. KJ, you got to pick all of them, not just your finals. He's just picked finals. Yeah,
is this our KJ?
Yes.
Okay, we can.
Yeah, we'll have him fix that. Fix that. And then I've got Duke and Earlsboro as well. Texting, I think Hammond boys are your way. That could be right. And you know, this is an important year for them. You see these young teams, and the further they can get.
Yeah.
Every win matters to them for next year because they can get so much more experience. You know what I'm saying?
They're the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're a year away.
Yeah, they blew out Visalia. God.
Yeah, they did.
Man, I don't like that. Can I change?
It's a fun one, right?
That's a fun one.
Go ahead. I don't care. There's no rule says you can't change. They're locked
who
in.
Who did you pick?
In that area?
Was that Wilson that everybody else picked? I was trying to be different.
I did go with Wilson.
Okay, I'm going to pick Wilson.
Cue the Tom Hanks sound clip.
Golly, because I think Hammond is. I like them.
I do too.
And if they win, they beat Granite, then Granite would have to win 5 in a row.
They play really good defense.
Which sometimes you get on a roll like that and it works. Yeah, I'm taking my. I'm sorry, Granite. I had you. I was obviously not totally committed to you since one thing changed.
So who you switching?
Wilson.
I'll go with Wilson.
Like everybody else. God, I hate being like everybody else.
Let me see here. Let me see where I project this.
Okay, what about if you want to do something different. I'm not picking Hammond to get it to the I can't do it yet.
Game one.
I can't do it.
B. You could see a Hammond Granite rematch too. So, I don't know. Yeah. That's gonna be a fight that
would happen on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Over at Noble on the
And in that area, situation you'd kinda like Granite coming back to beat him after they lost the week before, da da da.
But I'm not even going that far. I think
I just don't why I, it's hard to get there if you lose like next Thursday, a week from today, to me is like the most important night there is.
A week from today.
The first round of regionals me is the most important night of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because if you win, you're 2 away. If you lose, you're 5 away.
Yeah.
It's such a difference.
It's possible, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, it happens. Somebody does it.
The more you win, the shorter the road, the easier. Well, I say easier.
Somebody does it every year. One team does it every year. And guess what? That means however many that is.
Canute boys, would they win the state?
31 don't.
No, they didn't. They lost.
They lost in the regional final to Fort Cobb, right?
Fort Cobb, yeah.
Yeah, you see teams losing the regional final and then win 3 in a row the next. Winning those 5 because – Because here's the thing. If you're in a certain part of the bracket, you play Thursday night, you lose, you turn around and play Friday afternoon. It's like boom, boom. And it's hard to kind of mentally get back from that. Mm-hmm. I know the Merritt Oilers, the first year we did Merritt's games, they were undefeated and lost to Luther at Watonga. And they came back through and made it to the state tournament and got beat by Thomas, I think, in the first round that year. So they did, you know, I've seen that happen. Big Elks did it. Our junior year.
Yeah.
Lost to Weatherford and then came back and made it through with 5 in a row. End up as a semifinal. So it's possible. It's just really, really hard.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you remember 2 teams in 30 years. Because it doesn't happen. the only team that I can remember that lost in district and made it to the state tournament. It has a tie to one of our Paragon's TV teams.
Who was it?
It was Tatum Ridling's Sentinel Lady Bulldogs.
Oh, yes.
They lost to Cheyenne in district. And then won 3 straight at Burns Flat. And then I think Cash may have been their area site. They won 3 straight there, including beating Cheyenne. If I remember right. But I know they did that. I know they lost in the district tournament and won 6 in a row to get to the state tournament. Now, that one doesn't happen very much at all.
No.
But it did that year. All right. Anything you want to change?
No, I'm good. I'm good with it. Loving all the submissions here. This is great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We got tons of them on the text line today. Keep them firing. Keep firing. What'd you get on your phone?
Oh, just a text from a coach's husband about that certain run.
Yeah.
And who they got to beat.
I know who they beat. Yeah, I know one of the teams they beat. The team she coaches now.
Well, not much. There's one of them. One. Just look at the last.
You know, that was also, I think it was the same year. And you said her name the other day, Tammy Bates. Where is she coaching?
CBA.
Okay. So she was at La Kiba then. And this guy in the stands, I think it was Sentinel and La Kiba, playing in the regional consolation final. And there's a guy in the stands kind of behind the La Kiba bench a little bit. I mean, he's not right behind him. He's up there. Well, he gets kind of on the refs. And they kick him out. And so he's walking out. And then all of a sudden, he's walking back in. You know, like the ultimate walk of shame, because you know what he had to do?
What's that?
He had to get down there on the front row and whisper to Coach Bates for the keys. Because it was her husband. And then he goes by us again. He goes, hey, what channel y'all on? So he went out there and listened to the rest of the game. Oh, that was hilarious. I mean, he was funny about it. Like, he wasn't saying anything like vulgar, you know what I'm saying? He was just being funny, like what he would say to the official. It was funny. And he got kicked out, and then he had to walk back in and get the keys from his coach, which is his wife. And then he buzzed by Jeremy and I were doing the games, and he was like, hey, what channel are you on? That way he could listen to the last quarter and a half. It was by far my favorite fan getting kicked out of the game story. All right. Tucker Family Beef, 8 for State. Get your picks in. You can text the text line, 225-9698. Text Jared. Text me if you have our numbers. You can put it on the Messenger. You can put it on Facebook. Picks closes tonight as the first game for the Paragon Schools anyway. Leedy and Aline Cleo on the girls' side up in Leedy, 7:30 for the tip there. All right. Fun day.
Very fun.
We'll get probably – I don't know. I don't know if I have time to do it tomorrow just because I'm having to go to Kingfisher. But we'll get everybody's picks up.
Yeah.
We'll tell you where we post those. That way everyone can follow along, kind of see who everybody else picked and all that. So, everyone have a great Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball is blistered to right. Way!
Hey, Western Oklahoma schools, listen up. How would you like to win a $5,000 interactive smart display for your school? Thanks to Video Reality, an audio-video business in Oklahoma City, you could be awarded one. Here's how. From now through February 28th, anyone can text in one time per day through the entire promotion. The winner will be announced during our live coverage on the ParagonTV.com and Cool 94's coverage of the Saturday, March 2nd Class A and B Basketball Championships. Here's how to participate. The text line number is 580-225-9697. And in the text, simply type in the one word name of the school you choose to support. We are so proud to partner with Video Reality that through their gracious gift in this promotion, some lucky school will be awarded a $5,000 interactive smart display. Remember, send a text to 580-225-9697. Type in your school's name. It can only be one word. And send it. Limit is one vote per day per phone number. Good luck. Video Reality, your audio, video, and control experts.